yo, stop playing around. Bring in the bass.
Yeah,
this is something for the radio. Radio Free Brooklyn, live and direct from you from Bushwick, New York. Hi, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I'm your host, Remick Benice, taking you from 7 to 8 to the top of the hour. We will be going hard and funky. Good times. Anyway, that was Biz Markie. This is something for the radio. Always one of the greatest underrated hits of hip hop all damn time. Anyway, how you doing out there, folks? It's been a wonderful day. Happy, Cinco de Julio. Yes, we are on the other side of the 4th of July holiday. Hope you all had a great time on the 4th. I had a wonderful time. Watch a plethora of fireworks going off. Somewhere in Jersey, I was somewhere in Fort Lee, New Jersey, watching the fireworks. The one time that I'm in Jersey, they decided to put the fireworks on the other side of the water. Like, seriously, B, you couldn't just one time put on the Hudson while I was on the Hudson. But now you just want to move everything to the other side. But hey, who's complaining? Not me. Anyway, so I'm going to be here live with you from 7 to 8 if you want to call in and we can discuss anything you'd like that's on your mind. It's all good. Call-in number is 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. I'll be here all hour on the hour. We can discuss anything you'd like. Saying the price of cigarette, bread, milk, Pampers. What's that thing in your refrigerator that you've had since Thanksgiving? Should you throw it out? Should you not throw it out? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? And why? Why? Why is always a good question. Anyway, tonight in the borough of Brooklyn, it's 78 degrees, feels like 75, with the wind coming out the east-southeast at 14 miles per hour with a humidity of 51 degrees. Ooh, humidity. I just thought I didn't shower well enough. Anyway, it was 82 all day. Tonight's about to be 67 degrees, but hey, don't even pack a sweater because it's not even worth it. It's summertime. Cuckoo. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you out there would like to sponsor, set up some sponsorship with RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. That's RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com is a freeform radio station, and if you'd like to set up sponsorship with them, you can log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, go on to the sponsorship section, and all the information is there. If you'd like to sponsor a show, sponsor a show. If you'd like to just sponsor RadioFreeBrooklyn.com on a hold, and do that too. It's a wonderful time. Anyway, thank you for supporting RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and all freeform radios like it. Boop. Moving on. Like I said, it's we're on the other side of the 4th of July. Doesn't mean the summer is over. It means it's just begun. I mean, we haven't even hit August yet. You know what I'm saying? And July is, barely even a toddler. So, geez, let's go out there and, let's sweat, everybody. It's good to sweat. The meat sweats. Rosé sweats, don't wear sweats though. It's hot as hell out there. I myself have got to get me some cargo shorts. For some reason during the winter, I threw out all my cargo shorts because they've lived out their lifespan. Some of them had way too many holes. A couple of them looked like they went to Vietnam and they didn't, so I had to go toss those out. But I'm in the market for some new cargo shorts. Did not know I was until I was. Anyway, we are live in Bushwick at the RadioFreeBrooklyn.com studios, which used to be the Osama bin Laden crash pad. We got it at a good price, and so now we're here. It is hot down here, so you may hear the sound of the AC bugging in the background. Don't worry. It won't take away from the quality of radio that I'm about to provide you. But at the same time, I don't want to melt in this room or this hot box. Okay, so keep it live right here. Anyway, we're gonna take it back to the summer of, let's see, I want to say 91, 92. This is Bush Babies with Mos Def with the love song. All right, so keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. If I can just play this song.
Music can do what you like to. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Bush babies.
Bush babies.
Y'all know we rock the road.
Yeah, we rock the road.
For the whole world.
Oh yeah.
Brooklyn to present my rep. Lyrically deep like sleep, I rock hard like Led Zepp. I take steps and leave impressions on planets more complicated than life, so rappers cannot understand it. Talking that hardcore shit, but I don't buy it. Sit, I need your slice of pizza and be quiet, cause all that noise you talk is not needed. I cut heads off at the knees and leave them all defeated. So stay seated or get deleted from the program. Let it be known I don't follow cause I'm my own man. With my own plan, cause the mind is infinite. We got 4 minutes, so everybody get with it.
Push baby, push baby.
Y'all know we rock the road.
Yeah, we rock the road.
Six for the whole world.
For the whole world.
Five boroughs.
Oh,
check it out.
Cause all my people out broke and get love. Cause all my people out Queens get love. Up down the boogie, down you get love. Strong Island shout and you get love.
You can stand that season. Squad to six and we take two each. I stand out like seeing Moses.
That was Bush Babies with Everybody. Good times. Oh, yes. Everybody out there, get down with the sound of the Bush and the Babies. Anyway, once again, that was about, I want to say, 91, 92. It is what it is. I cut it abruptly. Had a couple of issues. But that was on me. Nothing going on with the show. All the equipment in here is top of the line, and we're doing fine. Anyway, I'm feeling smooth like a bottle of wine. I hope you too are doing the same thing to feel that way too. Boom, boom, boom. Let's begin tonight with the first topic of the day. Rob Kardashian, you know, stop being, you know what? You're a Kardashian. I guess you're messy. So I guess you're going to do whatever you want to do. And according to what's going on Twitter or social media or Instagram, apparently Rob Kardashian's got what the kids are calling it is butt hurt. So for some reason, Rob Kardashian, who's been dealing with this young lady, her name is Blac Chyna. I don't think that's her given name, but whatever. We're going to go with it. So Blac Chyna and Rob had a child, and I guess they had a child, but they had a falling out, whatever. One thing led to another. Apparently, Rob asked his baby moms for, a couple of nudes, because that's what you do when you're not married. But at the same time, you had a kid with somebody. She sent nudes, and then he goes on to take those nudes and then shame her and put her on blast on Instagram because everybody's like just caught up in their feelings here in the year of 2017. This is what we're doing now. Yep. This is what all the cool kids are doing. Well, not the cool kids, but just the kids, you know, if you were cool about it, you know, saying you wouldn't even go that far. You know, I mean, a real man keeps his problems in his house and deals with them and takes care of them. But, you know, when Rob got his house, his mom's bought it for him so that, because he can't deal with things, because he's impulsive. Have you seen Rob? I'm just saying. I'm not trying to fat shame anybody because I'm like, far be it from me to start fat shaming people and everything like that. But Rob, very impulsive, like his eating habits, like his choice in women. Anyway, so shout outs to you, Rob. It's okay. You're going to be all right. Stop getting butt hurt out there. All right. And for you, Blac Chyna, you can make a better choice in men. I mean, it's really up to you, but whatever, who am I amongst you? You know what I'm saying? To start shaming people in their relationships. Who am I? No, seriously. Like I'm no one. Yeah. Anyway, I think all of these distractions with the Kardashians, part of me thinks like, the Kardashians are just are technically government agents, in my opinion, because the thing is they come up with possibly some of the best diversionary tactics to keep our eye off the prize. Don't you think? Is it just me? Because it's amazing how all of a sudden like, oh, yeah, we're about to go to war with North Korea. You know what I'm saying? Nobody believes in climate science anymore. The president of the United States is a cartoon character who's in love with the Russian president, who might be a Russian himself. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. And for all that's going on in the world, we're dealing with the Kardashians, who are on the front line of misinformation. All of them. I truly believe the Kardashians are, possibly government agents out there, trying to foil the attempt of, true Americans and patriots from understanding what the hell's going on with our government. Just me? No? Anyway, whatever. We gonna be all right. Good times, good times. Also, we'll be discussing the what's his name? The 444 album just put out there by everybody's favorite DJ, everybody's favorite MC, and hip hop scion, Jay-Z, Sean Carter, the GOAT. All right. But in fact, I think I'll be playing the Story of OJ. This is one of the poignant tracks on his new feature that is exclusively held on Tidal. I'm playing this. I'm guessing somewhere on one of Jay-Z's like allowable tracks and everything like that. So this right here is the Story of OJ by Sean Carter, the young Sean Carter, aka Jay-Z. Keep it locked here on Butt, Sweat, and Beers, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga.
My name is
Still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, fo nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay, house nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama renting. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought Ebby V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could've bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga.
My name is
Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine. But I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to an 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga.
Yeah. And we're live back on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, Butt, Sweat, and Beers. That was the story of OJ on the latest on the latest project by Jay-Z called 444. That's right. That's 444. I'm not sure if that's AM, PM, or if that was $4.44. Who knows? Yeah. Very crazy. I mean, it's not a crazy track. It's kind of very poignant. You know, it's kind of deals with the whole like the OJ's thing. I don't know if anybody watched the OJ documentary, one that was on ESPN, which went on to win an Academy Award. Really good. It's really long though. It's five parts. If you do watch all five, I suggest you have nothing to do on that Saturday or Sunday. You know, saying so, give it your full attention. But Jay-Z, you know, coming out swinging again, always making good product out there. You know, I had a discussion with a couple of people regarding the 444 project, and everybody kind of came to the consensus, somewhat the same consensus as most people on social media, and that is, you know, he's come a full circle as an artist, you know, and as a man. You know, if you take the stuff that if you take all the products or the tracks that he's put out since he began, you can always tell like he always had a soul behind him. You know, that wasn't in question. But somewhere between the whole, you know, the young Jay-Z, which was a poppy going out there, you know, breaking out champagne, rocking do-rags and old school jerseys and everything, and you know, having fun, which is still cool. You can get that done. There's a flip between the whole idea of like, you know, oh, I look back at all the things that I did and all the stuff that I could have accrued, you know, but at the same time, like, it's all good. It's all part of the maturation process and everything. You know, from what I'm gathering from most people on social media, you know, what 444 is telling you is like, look, like, everybody needs to grow up a little bit. You know, everybody needs to, you know, forgive themselves, but move on. You know what I'm saying? And do better. Like, we can all do better. In fact, I think we can just break down the 444 album as the Do Better Project. You know, we can all do better. You know, it's nice to see hip hop grow up. I think, like, I always said this, and I always meant this, like, you know, like, hip hop will only grow up when it moves to like Vegas and everybody can visit it. People go see Wayne Newton. You know, I'm not saying Wayne Newton was, was the young fad once in the, back in the day, but he probably was. And now, you know, you got all these blue hairs going to see Wayne Newton in in Vegas. And I think Vegas could be like just like that for hip hop one day. I mean, you know, hopefully we all get to the age where we're like 65 and we're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go see DMX. Yes, he's doing a residency. You know, DMX is doing a residency, you know what I'm saying, at the Luxor or, you know, the Mirage or, you know, Mandalay Bay or, you know, say Bellagio. Like, yeah, like DMX and Ja Rule, one night only. It's going to be big. Yes. Like, what? No, he's not on the walker anymore. He took some human growth hormones. He's looking better. He's looking better. Yes, that's right. He's the Silver Fox, DMX. That's right. But everybody's got to grow up. You know, how do you feel about hip hop growing up? 718-928-9732. You can call me. Let me know what's going on in your mind. Yeah. Like, so I haven't heard, like, just a full disclosure. I haven't heard the full project product yet and the whole project. Like, I've heard snippets. I've watched what other people said about it. I've heard maybe two tracks. Pretty much from everything I've heard about it and the stuff that I have heard, I was like, this is pretty good. And shout outs to No ID, who produced most of the beats on there. No ID's, infamous, producer, made some great beats and everything. This is one of Jay's really good projects. You know, I mean, like, if you stand it on his head and you put like a big old pillar of like all of Jay-Z's great products, I would say it would be reasonable doubt, you know, your first is always, like, your first should always be your best, in my opinion, because, you know, it's your first, you know. It was a Blueprint, the first Blueprint. The first Blueprint was amazing, but Blueprint by Jay-Z, You know, go cop that. That was a great song. That was a great summer of tunes right there. You know what I'm saying? The Takeover, you know, still one of the best beats out there, you know. And, you know, I guess 444, which is crazy because apparently 444, not that many tracks, as you'd expect. I guess he just kind of wanted to just put his message out there and just keep it moving. So whatever. Anyway, but we're going to keep it moving. We're going to play. I'm feeling a little music-y today, so we're going to play a little music. This little ditty, you know what I'm saying, comes to you from, I guess, somewhere in the 50s or the 60s. I'm going to guess the 60s, you know, so whatever. This is the Dixie Cups. This is Iko Iko, if you remember that song. But if you don't, it is what it is. You keep it locked here. You know what I'm saying? We put you on. You're on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. All right. Shout out to all of you.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hina, Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anale, Giacomo Finale. Look at my king all dressed in red, Iko Iko Ande. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Chaka mo fina me. Talking about henna, 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 henna. Iko Iko Ande. Chaka mo fino anande. Chaka mo fina me. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag.
Yeah, that was Iko Iko Ale by the Dixie Cups. That was quite lovely. I like, boom, I just like to play a touch of that. I was like, I don't know if it fits into the whole reign of like what we're trying to do with the hip hop today, but whatever, you know. Like, shout out to the Dixie Cups, or like, I'm not sure where they are, but thank you for your submission to the culture. Well, let's move on to something light and lively. If the kids are in the room, perhaps this is the time for them to leave. Actually, they probably should have left around the story of OJ, but whatever. The thing is, every time I hear this song, I like to think it's summertime somewhere, I don't know, in Williamsburg. Every time I hear this song, this sounds like somebody's doing whippets. Every time I hear this track, this is from the Brazilian Girls. Yes, quite a lovely track. Stay, keep it locked here on Butt, Sweat, and Beers.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're back live here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com with Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I am your host, Remick Benice, taking you to the top of the hour. If you'd like to call in, 718-928-9732. We're just discussing everything you want to talk about. That was Brazilian Girls with Pussy. That's right, that's right. Pussy, 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 Marijuana. That's three votes for Pussy and one vote for Marijuana. Once again, that's how the world works, I guess. Anyway, I guess I've been talking about Jay-Z's album 444. Pretty much the summer, and you know what else, whatever else has been going on, you know what I'm saying, the growth of hip hop, you know, when hip hop gets old and, you know, starts doing things like, you know, think about its future, having kids, you know what I'm saying. Once again, we're live from the studio in Bushwick, Brooklyn, for Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I hope all of you are well. And I hope you all you're safe and sober, you know what I'm saying, or at least trying to be sober, you know what I'm saying, today. You know, last night was a blur. This morning was possibly still a blur. But by this afternoon, you know, you get enough electrolytes in, you should be okay, all right? You know, I did. Anyway, yes. All things are well. But, yeah, getting back to on the Jay-Z album, what do you think about the 444? Some people thought he was kind of preachy. I myself can't really say if it was preachy or not. I haven't heard every track, you know, but from what I'm getting from social media, it seems like, you know, he's saying, like, you know, it's time to grow up, hip hop. It's okay. And it's okay to grow up. You know, it's I remember one of these cool lines, from Harlem Nights, was a Richard Pryor. He looks over to Eddie Murphy's character and he says, you know, what's really cool. You know what I'm saying? When you're like 90 years old, and you're about to die, and you're surrounded by, you know, your grandkids and all your kids and your family. That's really cool. You know what I'm saying? It gets to a point where, like, it's okay to grow up. You know, don't get caught up in just, like, living the fast life in these streets. These streets ain't forever. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can make your mark on someone's life and everything, and just kind of keep pushing. It seems like what Jay-Z's doing. You know what I'm saying? You're like, very poignant tracks, you know, made some mentions of about him and Beyonce's relationship regarding, she miscarried a baby, and then how, you know what I'm saying, that was the universe saying, like, he wasn't worth being a dad at the time, which is why she miscarried. It was kind of, you know, poetic and poignant. You know, for the most part, beautiful. It's beautiful, but at the same time, it's very vulnerable. You know, shows the depth of character if you can, you know, step away from what everybody expects of you to be as an artist. And then, you know, you step into some other realm and be like, no, I'm a real person. You know what I'm saying? I fuck up a whole lot, a lot of times. But at the same time, you know, I'm willing to understand that, hey, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to be better. You know, and I think we cannot be perfect, but I think we can be better. You know what I'm saying? Also, just everybody just do better out there. Anyway, shout out to everybody on Facebook Live. Shout out to you, Joya. Haven't seen you in a minute. Hope you're doing well. You look good in your pictures. You know what I'm saying? Stay sexy. Joel, good to see you out there. Pasquale. Good to see you. Shout out to Blair Younger. Shout out to Evans and Jasmine on the Facebook Live check-ins and everything. I love you all. You know, wish you all well. Hope you're having an excellent summer. Get out there, fly some kites, do what you want to do. Run these streets. Don't stay inside and be watching your Amazon Fire Stick all day. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that you could have done that. You can do that all winter long. You know what I'm saying? There'll be plenty of time to do that. Enjoy the sun. Get on out there. You know what I'm saying? Go find the puppy and go walk it. Do something with your life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's like a fair going on somewhere, or, you know, somebody's selling some kids are selling some lemonade out there. Go buy that lemonade from that kid. I'm not saying you should drink it, but you should at least, you know, support young people's business. Do something. You know what I'm saying? Get off the damn couch is what I'm trying to say. All right. Live your life. Live your life. It's the summertime. All right. Winter is coming only on Game of Thrones. All right. It's summertime now. The time is now. Get off your ass. I'll talk to all of you, you bastards. Anyway, but I love you all. What else? What else is going on? What do we have to look forward to besides Game of Thrones and maybe a couple of some music? Any weekend concerts coming up or anything like that? What's going on out there? I haven't a clue. You know what I'm saying? I just got back from Jersey last night. I was watching the the fireworks from Fort Lee. It was cool. You know, you can see of all the fireworks that are out there, you know, the hood fireworks are the best, and in my opinion. I understand that Macy's has the budget, you know what I'm saying? But the hood has the heart, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the hood firework out there. Shout out to people who, you know, decide to go all the way out to, like, you know, say New Rochelle and cop like $10,000 worth of fireworks and put on something for the hood, you know, on top of that rooftop, you know what I'm saying, that they shouldn't be on, you know what I'm saying, and decide to put on a spectacular, you know, fire show, you know, for the hood, you know what I'm saying? I see you. Shout out to the fireworks show in Dykeman, and shout out to all the people in the Bronx, blasting out those fireworks. Uptown fireworks were pretty okay, you know what I'm saying? It's amazing. Like, the one time I'm in Jersey, they decided to put the fireworks, you know what I'm saying, in the East River. I'm like, oh, all these years, they were on the other side of town. Like, clearly, me and the fireworks are allergic to each other, you know what I'm saying? It's a conspiracy, you know what I'm saying, to not keep me happy. That's all I'm going to put. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to put that out there. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Anyway, anybody have any requests per se? No? Good. Like, right now I'm going to play a little Roots for you. This is a Web. This is it's like, boom. This is one of my their better tracks. Keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And we'll be back.
And it weighs a ton. Weak G's, motherfuckers, I'm a son of a gun. Black master of any trade under the sun. Talk sharp like a razor blade under the tongue. Clear my path and come get your captain hung. Trying to breathe like black, a collapse your lung. Young chunk, you could choke off the web I spun. I done cleared them out from the threat I brung. You done heard about what set I'm from. My nigga, word of mouth, little rule of thumb. Y'all better bow down when the ruler come. I'm a real hood nigga, not a hoodlum. The way Thor put it down, be confusing some of y'all. Cats can't walk while chewing your gumming on. What a keyboard gotta do with a drum. On. School them on stage like I'm doing a seminar. Professional type, I'm adjusting my mic. Go to war, kid, I give you any weapon you like. Give you something to run from, bust off the dumb. Stop, kid, that hot shit, you know where it come from. It's Philly worldwide phenomenon. And reinforcing that shit is my 9 to 5. And when I finish making you recognize, I'm getting at a couple civilized women that's trying to ride. You were waiting on the border, come off the all. You wanna get the bitches up off the wall, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. To keep you in health, this for all of y'all. I'm quick on the draw like Black McGraw. And I can't tell what y'all cats rap before. My name BG's and I'm back for more. See me get more chips than a corner store. With a portrait of Malcolm X on the door. While I'm eating MCs like a carnivore. Matter of fact, he's back for you get harmed. Ring a warning horn when I'm gonna perform. The first nigga that move or disturb the groove. I'ma have y'all flicks on the evening news. Play y'all part, get on y'all P's and Q's. And when y'all think Thor, be prepared to lose. Bring money to spend and somebody to lend. And some worthwhile money, not 20s and 10s. Get took for your tuck right in front of your hens. Who could've helped you, nigga? Not none of your friends, because I put a black fist under your chin. Had your physical remains found under the pen. If I'm coming up in the place, I'm coming to win. Running in it for a minute, now I'm dumbing again. Read G's out, y'all can chat with y'all. Please receive what I'm gonna get back to y'all, please. Cause y'all don't really wanna get clapped with all these, my man. You can take y'all strap when y'all leave. You see the squad coming to place, they all freeze. Ice cold, with his mellow cool breeze. MC's never show loyalty yet. Cool hurt, ain't never get a royalty check. I do work, no question, and bomb your set. I'm calm, collect, sharp like my name Gillette. R.I.P. my main Gillette. Until I touch the mic, y'all people ain't seen danger yet. I'm a decorated vet, I regulate and wreck. Never hesitated yet, I'm getting heavyweighted checks. If you would dare ask if I'm dedicated, yes, I spit live rounds that'll penetrate a vest. Nigga, take your seats, I'ma demonstrate a test. How to freak the beat, so gangsta fresh in a dump. From the East Coast to Bangladesh, Big Bang, really gang smoke is thang to death. But hold tight, cause it's not over yet. I don't even feel like I'm not sober yet. And it ring like shots in the projects. New Year's Eve and it ain't even October yet. I'm a big bounty hunter like Boba Fett. Y'all more shell shocked than a soldier get. If the prize in my sights, then I'm going for this. Woo woo, VG's be the ultimate. I'm the corporate, give me the bulk of this. Reset it on a magnetic ultra tip. Get down how you supposed to get. I got nothing to lose, I'm a killer with no regrets. I'm like Young LL, cause I'm hard as hell. Make a nigga screw face like Gargamel. Now I'm all out on my own like Patti LaBelle. Put the pimp game down on your mademoiselle.
Keep the beat going, keep the beat going.
Yeah, keep the beat going. Yeah, Mos. Tell them the Mighty Mos Def there on that one great track by The Roots called Web. Oh, yeah. It's about that time of the show where we shout out to our favorite beer. Tonight's favorite beer is, once again, Miller High Life. Oh, my God. High Life. Oh, you cheap bastard. That's right. The suds of the champagne of beer. That's right. The champagne de cerveza. I think that's how you order in Mexico. You know what I'm saying? You know how, like, you order, I guess, well, what's that other beer there? There is no other beer. There's only the champagne de cerveza, Miller High Life. Shout out to you, Miller High Life. Delicious. Mmm. It's good beer. It'll get you drunk, I tell you. Like, you got to drink a couple, but whatever. You'll be all right. And you might get a gut, but whatever. It's still delicious. You know what I'm saying? Drink responsibly. Anyway, moving forward, I'm just going to have me a good night tonight. I wonder what's going on. I guess there might be some Shakespeare in the Park or something like that. So, whatever. Anybody like to call in and chime in on whatever you'd like to talk about, I'm here for the next 15 minutes or so on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, 718-928-9732. We can discuss whatever you like. If you want to discuss politics, I don't, but that's okay. If you'd like to, we could do that. We can discuss, Putin and 45 Savage meeting up, you know what I'm saying, on their camp trip at the G20. It's going to be wonderful. I wonder how that's going to go. It's probably going to go well for both of them. You know, it's probably going to suck for us as Americans, but, you know. But for them too, what? My God. Probably, exchange friendship bracelets and everything like that. They're probably going to go off of, like, Pinkberry. It's going to be wonderful. Man, as the world burns, their love, you know what I'm saying, knows no bounds. So shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the real love, you know. They're going to be all right. They're going to be all right. More and more, we will be discussing a couple of things regarding that love affair. But whatever. We also will be talking about the end of the summer. Is anybody going on any trips? Please, by all means, chime in. I've got is time to spare, so just let me know what's up. You know, is anybody going to Lake Geneva? Please let me know. Is Martha Stewart the jump off this year? Go ahead. Is anybody going camping? If you are, don't invite me. I'm not sure if I'm going to camp. In fact, you know what? I got to get back to somebody about going camping. I'm supposed to. I was invited to go camping with a friend of mine for her birthday, and she had invited me to go camping years ago. Went to this place in Maryland called Assateague Island. If anybody knows Assateague Island, please call in. It's actually one of the most beautiful places in Maryland. What it is it's a national park, and it's also a beach. So the beach is wonderful. They've got beautiful sands. And on the other side of the beach is like a national park. You can, like, there's camping grounds. Now, here's what Assateague Island is known for. They got these wild horses. Now, the wild horses themselves are not the wild horses that you picture when you watch, like, these, Vidal Sassoon ads. These wild horses are about, they look really small, because apparently wild horses like to have sex with each other. And, and the bigger wild horses die off, and what you have is inbred wild horses. And they're so wild that they're not like manicured, like stable horses. So some of their hooves look like elf shoes, and because they kind of point up, and they look kind of crazy. Because once again, wild horses, but they won't kill you. But once you start eating in front of them, they will stare down your food, and you might get your meat lumped. You know what I'm saying? So do not, and I repeat, do not feed the horses. There's signs specifically guiding you not to feed the horses at Assateague Park. It's quite amazing. But overall, if you can get past the wild horses, the chance of getting on the mosquito bites and everything like that, and whatever else is in the woods that lives there, because, animals are feral, unless you have, like, a dog that was made at some teacup poodle that was made especially for you that you paid $5,000 for. For the most part, it's a yabba dabba do time. You should always go camping, in my opinion. So shout out to all of that. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Anyway, you know what? Now, for those of you who missed it, I might have to play this track again. This is one of my favorite tracks ever. I opened up the show with it. This is something for the radio by my man, the legendary Biz Markie. You keep the lock here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This is something for the radio.
Stop playing around. Bring in the bass.
Yo, Biz.
What's up,
man? We want to let people know you in here. We want to let a lot of people know you in here tonight.
Man, tell me my little name is Biz Markie. Come up in, sit on the ball inside of me. Hey, and we just get phone.
All right, then, bring in the bass.
Go ahead. The old ladies out there, shaking them hips, fucking up them lips. I like to say thank you.
Thank you for what?
Thank you for making the record funk. Hey, hey, hey. And I like to thank everybody that played the record on the radio for just bringing the bass line. And everybody that bought the record. Everybody that taped the record off the record.
No thank them, they ain't spend no money for the record, Biz.
But they still the one that's playing it, so you know, him playing to everybody down south. Everybody in like California, Chicago, Texas. That's where I sound funky. Take the bass line. Like right about now. Not right now. Right about now. Go ahead. And, you know, I just like to tell you, I like to thank my woman. Marlon want to thank his woman. My crew want to thank their woman. Hey, Leon want to thank his woman. And, you like your boom. It's just a past piece. He might as well just... Just listen to the song as we get bone, bone, bone. Man, this is dedicated. Everybody from Brooklyn. Everybody from Fort Green era. Monster Project, Best I Ever. Bushwick, Bevo, and the Terminator. You know, White Coast Line, Brownsville, East New York. I can't forget, you know, Queensbridge, Voter Project, Bezley Project. Can't forget Jamaica. Hold up, Biz. In the other record, you said you lived in Long Island. In the other record, you said you lived in Jersey. In the other record, you said you lived upstate, Biz. Where you from? I'm from Beverly. Wherever I live, my hat is my home. And when I die, hey, I was born in Harlem in Colonial Project. Then I moved to Long Island. You know, after I got a little older, that 1986, I went to Jersey instead of my cousin Paul. You know what I'm saying? Now we make a record, so I think I'm established. Now, it's just time to get like, so, you know, funk. Cause this beat is funk. And I like to thank Big Daddy Kane, DJ Swan, Cool V, you know, the Juice Crew, my manager, Fly Tide, yeah. Tony Gray, yeah. Even if it just don't play on the radio, it don't matter. Cause I know the rest of them were coming. All right, they think all the discos like Latin Quarter, Groove Chat. You know, I don't know no other disco that let me in. You know, they might let me in now.
I like them ground troops from the Apollo there. We just talking over this beat. I don't know what the heck we're doing. But this that funk.
Boom, back at you live. That was Biz Markie. This is something for the radio. That was the radio cut of This Is Something for the Radio. Not to be confused with the one that was on the album, which was okay, but that was the original This Is Something for the Radio with the original boom bap version. You know what I'm saying? If you in the streets, you know what I'm talking about all day long. I didn't mean to clap and scream at the same time, but I let to let you know what was going on. Anyway, I'm winding down the show. I hope y'all know. You've all been majestic and whimsical, and I love you all. You've all been great to me. You know what I'm saying? Especially you. You know who you are. That's right. I feel like Mrs. Molly on Romper Room right about now. You know who you are. Oh, man. I don't even know if most of you even know what Romper Room is out there. You probably are, because, you know, there's probably a few millennials. Whoever's in Finland listening to this, you probably don't know what Romper Room is. But, like, I'd like to say shout out to all of you. Like at the end of the show, she used to actually look into a mirror and everything like that, and she said everybody's name. And I'd wait for years to hear Remick, and she never said Remick, you know, until I found out, like, Remick is not a common name, so therefore, she's never saying Remick. But she did say Malik one year, and I was like, wait a second, Malik is not common either. So how the hell did he get his name on the show, and I didn't get Mines? I just want Mines. Shout out to Miss Molly. I don't know where you've been. It is what it is. And you too, Zumbly Zoo, whatever. Am I hurt by it? Maybe. Perhaps. Have I moved on? Not really. But that's okay. I'm going to deal with it. Anyway, you've all been wonderful. What have we learned today? It's hot outside. Get out there. Have some fun. You know what I'm saying? Run the streets like a wild animal if you have to. You be all right. What else is going on? It's okay, hip-hop. You can grow up. Not because Jay-Z said so, because we should. It's actually possibly the best thing to do, you know. Like, everybody just needs to understand, like, you know, maturity is not necessarily about time, but it's a state of mind. You know, there are 3-year-old kids who are who actually know what's going on out there, and sadly there's like a 55-year-old who still hasn't necessarily gotten past, like, you know, their arrested development. You know, look, everybody, we're all gonna be okay. We all got to do better, in my opinion. Just do better. Do better, be better. It doesn't take much not to be a dick out there, right? So just don't be a dick. Yeah. I know it's easier said than done, because some people need need to feel the dick down sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you should get, like, you know, bowled over by life, you know. But some people will mistake your kindness for weakness. But don't be weak. Be strong in your heart. I love you all. Anyway, keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com with Ramel. She'll be coming on with Earhammer. It's going to be amazing. Anyway, I love you all. All right? You stay in yourself. I'll stay within you. Until that point, let's go partay.